Previously on the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troll Program.
It's the end of the semester. Things here at KJAC Radio are in motion to prepare for fall semester. And we are looking for managers of certain departments during spring break when everybody was out getting drunk and getting some action. I was in the production booth banging out FM IDs. Saturday nights when everybody's out getting drunk and getting some action. I was in the production booth making Amtrak commercials.
And I was there. I saw that.
That's right. That guy. That's true. I have no idea who that guy was, but he stood outside of the production booth staring at me, watching everything I did. It was creepy, but I worked through the creepiness to produce quality work. This, and all of the other examples that I have given you of my work, time, and dedication to producing commercials and sweepers to make KJAC Radio a more enjoyable listening experience, should show that I, Eric Paul Johnson, is the best choice to be the next production manager for KJAC Radio in the fall semester.
Mr. Worf, fire.
It's Friday, June 12th, 2015, and this is the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller Program.
And that means there's going to be good times had tonight.
Oh, you better believe there's going to be good times had tonight. Some of you know that I was kicked off of KJAC Radio there at NAU, and some of you probably don't. Well, believe me, in this episode, everybody will know. Everybody will know what happened at KJAC Radio. After some computer issues that held up production of the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller Program, I am finally going to get this out. I have been aching, I have been dying to do this show, to tell you about the less than professional way KJAC Radio let me go. So, this episode, the truth is going to come out. I am going to let things fly, and I am not going to hold back. I am going to tell you what happened. I am going to bring down this station. I will name names. I will wreak unholy havoc and destruction and rain my wrath down on the people who have wronged me.
And shove them off the face of the earth.
Exactly.
Mash the dirty red scum!
That's right.
Kick him in the teeth, redheads! Kill!
No.
Kill!
No.
Filthy bastard cummies!
No, I
hate him! I hate him!
I don't. Well. Alright, I don't think I'm gonna take things quite that far.
Yes, no.
Maybe I don't know. Can you repeat?
life is unfair.
A hard-fighting man's man with a mouthful of chaw. NASCAR's number one driver from 1997 to 2010. Two apple fritters and a large fruit punch. Crazier than a bag full of rabid weasels. And with the kind of odor that will linger. He's got four of Evander Holyfield's teeth permanently embedded in his ear. And there ain't no better goat inseminator in all of West Texas. The orneriest dang-nab DJ you're ever gonna hear. And with a head of hair like Nick Nolte in an electrical storm. Ladies and gentlemen, you will give it up for Eric Paul Johnson. Yeah!
So before I launch into this, let me prologue things here. I have been going back and forth about if I should do this or if I shouldn't do this. After the meeting, air quotes over meeting, did you see that? I was like, oh hell yeah, I can't wait to do this. Oh, I can't wait till next week to do the show and tell you what happened. Because man, it was a scene that I just can't let exist only in that moment of time. It was crazy. And then I thought, well, I don't know. Are you supposed to? Should you do that? I mean, there are unwritten rules about radioing where you don't go on the air and talk about, you know, I don't know, office politics or things like that. And you know, if I want a gig in radio, maybe I shouldn't badmouth management on the air. And then I'm back to knowing, are you crazy? That woman unloaded a dump truck of radio trolling material at your feet. You would be a stone cold fool not to use that. But you know, you shouldn't. Oh, but you got, and I'm going back and forth. Do I, don't I? Would it be dirty pool to do it? Or would it show that you are more mature, that you will just let it disappear and slide? And I'm back and forth. I don't know. I'm not really. And then two words popped into my head. Pig vomit. Or pig virus, depending on your source. I've never really been a fan of Howard Stern's show. Although I've been meaning to check it out the last couple years and see, well, maybe I'll like it now. But since I have to pay for it, it's not. And there's no place you can get it for free. I haven't checked it out. But I did like his appearances on Letterman, and I did like his movie Private Parts. And in the movie Private Parts, there was a program director. An unstable program director who Howard Stern called Pig Vomit. And he talked about the stuff that Pig Vomit, he talked about the stuff on the air that Pig Vomit did that just drove Howard nuts. And today, Howard Stern makes roughly around $85 million a year. That's not $85 million over like a 40 or 50 year career of radio. No, every year he has in his bank account $85 million for shooting his mouth off and for way back when talking on the air about a program director that just drove him nuts. So that pretty much made up my mind right there. For $85 million, I'll do whatever you want, except for contract killings. I won't kill anybody. But for $85 million, I'll let it fly. Although now that it's here at Showtime, I'm wondering, should I really? I mean, my radio hero Jonathan Brandmeier recently said on his show, never talk bad about the previous job you had, or the previous managers. And there's, that does make sense. And, why shoot myself in the foot when I barely have any feet left? So, I think for a change in my life, I will do the grown-up thing. I will do the mature thing. I will take the high road, and I'm going to let it slide. This was well over a month ago. It's a long time ago. I don't know. There's really, why waste my time talking about it? So, I'm not actually going to do the whole KJAC Radio and what happened there to get me kicked off or anything like that. So for once in my life, I'm going to be the grown-up. So I'm going to play some commercials. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the really cool Lego set that Tulla got me a couple weeks ago. So that should be entertaining and exciting. So stick around.
What's red and gold and tastes like summer? Nectarines.
What, are you out of your mind? Of course I'm going to talk about this. So on my last show, the April 26, 2015 show, which you can hear at ericpauljohnson.com, or you can watch the video, see me do the show and all my flailing and all that other stuff and accidentally opening the flag upside down. So you go to YouTube, do a search for Radio Trolla, up will come a list of my Radio Trolla show, go to the April 26, 2015 show, and you can see me do my show. In that show, I campaigned for the job of production manager for fall 2015 at KJAC Radio there at NAU. And it was obvious to anybody with half a brain that it was full of hyperbole and fun. It was nothing but just silliness. I was serious about wanting to be the production manager, but I was going to have fun with my audio application. And that pretty much came across to everybody, except for some people who aren't quite so bright about, well, having fun on the radio.
Well, I'm in my usual bad mood after listening to your program.
So, the production team went into the production booth where we have our weekly production meetings, and the meeting wrapped up, and the production manager said, okay, you're all done. Everybody get out of here. Except for you, Eric. I want you to stick around. I want to talk to you.
Ooh, naughty.
And I knew exactly what was coming. And I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to enjoy this. So, class filtered out. I sat down in one of the chairs in the production booth. There were two other people in there, Sam Oceans and another guy. And then the production manager starts by saying, I heard your little show that you did last night. And I'm sitting in a chair and I'm smiling. I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be fun. And she said, don't you ever do anything like that again.
You stop it!
Oh, the fun's going to start now. I'm going to love this. So I sit in a chair and I got a big smile on my face. And there's a couple reasons for this. I learned 20 years ago that when people with authority, or think they have some sort of smidge of authority, go crazy and start yelling at you, the best thing you can do is just smile. Just smile at them. Because when they get mad and they start screaming at you, what their goal is to cut you down and make you feel smaller than dirt. They want to see you cower. They want to see the frowny face on you. That's how they, like, siphon their power off of you, by seeing you wilt and be sad. But if you just smile while they're yelling at you, then you have the power. They don't. Because they're just getting more frustrated. They're like, damn it, why am I not getting to him? Come on! This is upsetting me! I need to make him understand that I am in charge here, and he better not forget it. Where's the sad face? Why am I not reaching him?
Don't do me like that.
So it's a little lesson that I learned, and I'm passing this lesson on to you. When somebody is yelling at you, just let a smile be your shield. Don't you ever do that again! You just smile, pew, bounces right off, and it just frustrates them.
Ain't that the truth?
The other reason why I was smiling as she was yelling at me is because I was just like, I'm going to sit back and enjoy this show. You go right ahead. I'm like that Michael Jackson photo meme that you see on Facebook where he's eating the popcorn and it says, I'm just here for to see the comments, or, you know, I'm just here for the show. And that's what I was doing. I sit back in my chair. I got the big smile on my face. I'm ready to be entertained. You go. You do your act. I'm here. Put on your show so I can be amused by your temper tantrum.
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fair.
Which is another reason why I was smiling, because I was amused by her temper tantrum. Because I am more than 20 years older than this little girl. To hear her screaming at me, it just really seemed like a child having a temper tantrum. Oh, I did something to make the little child mad. Now she's going to scream, she's going to have a fit. Oh, that poor poor thing. So these are the reasons why I was just smiling away, you know, while she's yelling at me. So she goes on to say that what I did was immature and childish.
What?
And this actually made my head jerk back. Immature and childish? Does this woman have any idea about the industry that she, I'm going to guess, wants a career in? Because if she's working at the radio station, if she's the production manager, I'm thinking she's going to want a career in radio. I'm also thinking when she said that I was being childish and immature, that she doesn't listen to much radio and doesn't know much about radio. The people making the biggest money on radio, the on-air personality that are just raking in the drums and buckets and barrels our money, are just so immature and childish on the radio. Howard Stern's playing bongos on naked lesbian butts. Rush Limbaugh's calling women sluts. Jonathan Brandmeier, who's nationally syndicated, has a $5 million mansion in Chicago, another home in Malibu, California. He's raking in the money. He's playing fart noises on the air. Tim and Willie, I don't have never matured past the age of 12, although they were a clever 12. They weren't quite the juvenile 12. So this absurd notion that I was being childish and immature, it's radio. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear people being childish and immature. They don't want to hear mature people. Hello and welcome to Economics of the 21st Century. I'm your host, Eric Paul Johnson, and today we'll be discussing the recent trade deal Canada signed with Pakistan and what this effect will have on the Canadian dollar and the monetary system of India and how this intermixes with the future of soybean production in the Midwestern farms and how all of this comes together to fluctuate the inflation rate of the United States. With us today is Harold Wiedemeyer III, noted economist, who will help us understand the impact of this trade decision. You are free to call and ask the economist any questions that you might have. Our phone number is 623-850-3375. Call now with your questions. Phones are wide open. 623-850-3375. Discuss the trade implications that India will have on Canada and Canada will have on India. Anybody? Nobody wants to hear that! They want to hear a grown man act like a doofus!
Dig that square!
And there's no one better at acting like a doofus on the radio than me, Eric Paul Johnson.
The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Also, you can't insult me by calling me childish and immature. I wallow in my childish and immaturity. I have seen adulthood, and it is boring. Oh my sweet Jeebus, is it boring? I want no part of adulthood.
Pay attention, dork.
Dude, I got a freaking Legoland. Huge Legos. I got the Star Wars figures. I'm goofing off on the radio, laughing at fart sounds. I got a Starfleet uniform. I nap and I eat Captain Crunch berries, and I am out there loud and proud, immature. You can't insult me by calling me childish and immature. You poor, deluded young child.
Look, sister, is any of this filtering through that little blue bonnet of yours?
So then she went on to, she just kept yelling at me. And she said, the reason why I didn't get the job of production manager is because I didn't do anything.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
This is where I actually said something, where I called her on it. See, I did do something. I did plenty of something. I made up a ton of IDs, sweepers, commercials. I didn't sit on my butt all the time as assistant production manager and not do nothing. And that evidence is on my Bandcamp page, Oh, I don't have the link up here. But go to Bandcamp. Do a search for Eric Paul Johnson Bandcamp on Google. Click voiceovers. You will see the long list of production work I did. This, and I called her out on this. What do you mean I didn't do anything? Nobody told me to do anything. I didn't know. What was I supposed to be doing? And she said, "Well, I asked you to help me with something, and you said no." I have no memory of this. And I told her when I don't remember you ever asking me anything at all. And she said, "I am not going to," said something along the lines of, "I'm not going to help you remember things." So I called on her on this again. When did you ever ask me to help? And she went off yelling about something. So I pushed it one more time. I said, "When did you ever ask me to help?" And of course she didn't answer me, because she never did ask me to help with anything. And even in one of the meetings, I said in front of the whole production group, "Was there anything that I'm supposed to be doing?" And the other assistant production manager, who was a good guy, I have no complaints again about him. He was a good, you know, manager. He laughed and said, "Why, is there anything that I'm supposed to be doing?" So nobody ever told me what I'm supposed to be doing as assistant production manager. And you never asked for help. You put out the assignments to the class. Here, come up with a sweeper using this subject. And I would do it, even though I don't think I was required to do it. I did it because I loved doing it. So as for this not helping out, you never asked. And nobody ever told me what I'm supposed to be doing as production manager. Nobody clued me in on anything. And this notion that I did nothing, there's more than 20-something pieces of evidence showing I did plenty of stuff over the semester.
I think I made that abundantly clear.
So when I pushed her for the third time, and for the third time she didn't answer, I figured, all right, fine, let it go. She's not going to answer this. So I just sit back in my chair and enjoy the show that she's putting on and yelling at me. And then she said, "If you ever do that again, I will beat your ass."
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
Oh, that's nice. So along with verbal assault, you are now including threats of physical violence while yelling at me. And I knew she was full of crap. I knew that everything she was saying was hollow. That her words carried no more weight than a 2-cent stamp. And in my head, I was having this little fight. Because I don't go out looking for fights with authority. But when authority comes at me, screaming at me, especially for something as stupid as my little bit on the radio, which was completely harmless, I will enjoy the hell out of it. But there's part of my brain that, you know, sort of kicks in that says, hey, don't enjoy too much the hell out of this. Because when she said, "I will beat your ass," I was thinking in my head, I should slowly slip off my chair, stand in front of her with my arms kind of spread out a little bit, my hands open, and say, "I'm right here.
Let's get it on!"
And just call her on her beating my ass bluff. I so wanted to do that. But then there's that little part in my head says, no, no, no. Don't push it any further. You've pushed it enough. Enjoy the show.
Damn the consequences.
There was one part of my on-air campaign to become the production manager in the fall of 2015 where I said that I am the best. Of the group in the production team, group, whatever, I am the best of them all. I'm just awesome. Being the best is a natural side effect of awesome. And of course, like everything else, this cheesed her off. And again, I thought, are you aware of what is going on in the industry that you want to get into?
This isn't some dumb question, is it?
On-air radio people, a lot of them are insecure, and they kind of hype themselves up on the air. People buy that hype, and it helps, you know, promote you better. You get bigger listener numbers and all that other stuff. Yeah, this guy is really good. That's why Howard Stern says he's the king of all media. Rush Limbaugh says he's got talent on loan from God. And when I say that I am awesome, you're not supposed to yell and scream and tell me that I'm not the best. The appropriate response whenever I say, well, I'm just awesome, there's nothing more to it, is to roll your eyes and say, okay, yeah, sure, whatever, Eric.
Are you quite finished with your joke?
It's not to yell at me and threaten me with violence and call me names. So, also, I'm campaigning for a job. I don't know if this is the effect of the everybody gets a trophy generation, where nobody is the best, we're all equally the same, which of course is not true, but I was campaigning for a job. And when you campaign for something, you say, yes, I'm the best. I'm the best one you could possibly pick. Everybody else, they got their strengths and what all, but really, I'm the best person that you want. I got it all right here. I mean, next year, when Hillary and Jeb are campaigning for president, you are not going to hear either one of them say, I am just as good as my opponent.
Sounds a little ineffectual, doesn't it?
That's not gonna happen. That's not how you campaign for a job. You don't say, they're good too, I'm good, we're all good. It really doesn't matter who you pick or whatever. No, you say, you go into that person that you're having the interview with and you let them know, I'm the best. Hire me, because that's what you're going to get, is nothing but the best. But like many things, hubris for humor was whoosh, just lost. Completely zipped right by her. Like, wait, what was that? She just really didn't get much.
Act like you got some smart now.
She's screaming her head off at me. And the whole time, like I said, I'm just smiling away at her. And that's when she made a terrible mistake. You never, there are many reasons why you never do what she did. She says, stop smiling.
No, we don't go there. Just stop.
Right there, you've clued me in that I am winning. I am getting to you. You are not getting to me. You're yelling at me to try and get it to me, to get under my skin. But it's not working because I'm smiling and I'm kind of, you can tell that inside I am laughing my head off at you. And that just bugs the hell out of you. Which is why you're telling me to stop smiling.
I'm angrily shaking my fist at you, Eric Paul Johnson.
Also, never, never, ever, never, ever tell a smartass to stop doing something. Don't ever demand a smartass to stop doing something, because he will do it bigger, and he will do it louder, and he will do it more! So I flashed her that big old toothy grin that I have.
Genius, I tell you, genius!
So she continues to yell at me, because I'm just getting her madder. It's the power of the smile. It makes screaming jerk faces angrier. You really get under their skin. Once again, she threatened to beat my ass. Oh, and she said, if I ever do that again, that she will take my show off the air. And I called her on that phony baloney bluff too, but you're leaving, which she was. A couple days she was gone from any of you, never to come back. She said, oh, I'll make it happen. Okay, yeah, sure, you do that. Also, so what, you take my show off the KJAC radio? Okay, fine, I'll just go back to doing it on the internet, where I did it for 4.5 years before ever going on to KJAC radio. And anyways, that's where the future of audio entertainment is. Radio is dying. The only reason you need a radio station now is for a paycheck. Unless I can find a way to make $600, $1,000 a month by doing the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller program. You can always advertise on the show. And you can always donate through PayPal to the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller program. I think there's a link at Podomatic to my PayPal site. So, yeah, she's trying to scare me with taking my radio show away from me, at least off of KJAC Radio, but so what? I'll go back to doing it on the internet. And the internet is fun. I can swear on the internet. So really, you take my show away? Big fucking deal. I'll go back to doing it here where I can swear freely.
Oh, fuck you!
See, she yelled a little bit more, and I'm just smiling, enjoying the show. Then she stands up, she starts to walk out in a huff. She calls me meth mouth.
Just another example of knowing what to say and when to say it.
And as she swings open the door, she says, you're so rude, didn't your parents ever teach you any manners? And she stomps out and slams the door.
That woman's completely and utterly mad.
And I turned in my chair and I laughed. And I said with Sam and the other guy in the room, that was fun. I was laughing, and I said one more time for emphasis, that was fun. Because that was fun.
You're a sick man, Johnson.
And I get a giggle out of her final words as she leaves in a huff. Calls me meth mouth, and then says that I'm the rude one.
She's a crackpot.
The chick who was sitting there screaming her head off at me twice, threatening me with violence, calling me names, and I'm the rude one.
You're kind of a douche.
By the way, the meth mouth, where that little insult came from, by the way, very good. That's an original insult. I've never been called meth mouth. You're the first on the list. It's the new insult on me, and I appreciate creativity from insults. I applaud your creativity with that.
Well, Artie, give him a fanfare.
See, when I was a kid, one of my front baby teeths fell out, as baby teeth do. And an adult tooth never came up to replace the baby tooth that fell out. So I don't have two bottom teeth. I have one bottom tooth, and there's a bit of a space between there, and they're sort of Klingon-y. The bottom tooth kind of points at a bit of an angle. So that's where the meth mouth insult came from.
Good Lord, have pity on me.
And honestly, I did have fun. I was just inside, I was laughing my head off. I didn't want to laugh out loud, not because I was afraid of her. That's ridiculous. It's because I didn't want my laughter to drown out what she was saying. I wanted to hear all this. Come on, let's hear it. I know you got it in you. I am enjoying your show, because that's all it is. It was just a show. It's just hollow words. You got nothing to back up what you're going to say. You're not going to beat me up. I don't know who you think you were dealing with when you decided to yell at me and try and scare me. I'm not some 20-year-old kid whose greatest disaster in life is that Zach Dinkelfwat left Jonas Direction and I've been crushed.
Oh my God!
I've been through much worse things. I've held friends at the funeral for their dad when he had his brains blown out in an armored car robbery. I've wrestled X-Acto knives and sleeping pills from suicidal friends. The economic collapse of 2008 hit me hard. I went months at a time living off of nothing but cereal and tuna fish and milk. I have laid awake at nights wondering, how am I going to pay rent? How am I going to move all my stuff if I'm evicted? I have come within literally 2 seconds from being evicted. What would happen if I was evicted? Where am I going to stay? Where am I going to do with my stuff? My girlfriend has a daughter from her previous marriage. I am about to inherit a 3-year-old child. If all things go well, I will be raising this kid for the rest of my life. I have a ginormous pile of student debt that is waiting to plow into me like a dump truck dropped from space. And you're trying to scare me with your little tantrum? You're going to beat me up? Okay, fine, go ahead. I'll have you arrested for assault. You're going to take away my show? Whatever, I'll do it on the internet. You call me names? So what? It's not going to work on me. One of the perks of being on the radio is that you learn to let the hate and the insults just slide right off you. Because there are a lot of people who are going to kiss your butt, but there are a lot of people who are not going to hesitate to tell you that you suck and why they hate you.
You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
And those are the people that you laugh at.
Shut up!
So there is nothing you can do to scare me. Unless you drop a box of angry scorpions down my pants, there is nothing you can do to scare me. So take your angry white suburban ghetto girl dog and pony show and play it at the bar for the sorority girl who's given your man the eyes. Your little show there might work on her, but it's not going to work on me. I've been through worse things than having a cranky little girl yell at me.
Shut your pie hole, you claw-headed simpleton!
One little addition before we move on. Sam Oceans, who was in the room with me when The production manager just lost her shit. After her temper tantrum, he said, what was that all about? And I told him about the show, and he went home and he listened to the show that night. And the next day, Sam, we kind of met up in one of my classes, and he was in the radio bit that I did, and he told me that he heard my show. He listened to it the night before. And I asked him, you got the fun of it, right? And he said, yeah, I got a sense of humor. So, really, that's pretty much been the response I've gotten from everybody. What was her problem? I saw nothing wrong with what you did on the radio. So, now we move on to the promotion.
What's red and gold and tastes like summer? Nectarine.
Summer, summer fruits, it wouldn't be summer without them.
It's peak of the season for fresh nectarines.
Fresh from the tree, taste them and see.
Juicy and sweet, California nectarines are beautiful right now.
Nature's way of smiling, sunshine on a tree, delicious naturally.
Nectarines, sponsored by the growers of California summer fruits.
The Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla Program, the world's best hangover cure.
Okay, we're going to move things along because I still have much more to do. So, quickly, not only did she unload a dump truck of Radio Trolla material at my feet, but she unloaded a dump truck of promotional material at my feet. Usually, I will just post the show's video at the KJAC YouTube video page, and I'll put a link on the Radio Trolla page, and I'll put a link to it on the KJAC Facebook page, and a link to it on my Facebook page. And from that, I'll usually get about 30 or 40 listens per week, which is about 20 to 30 listens more than my closest, as far as YouTube numbers, competitor, and that would be the production manager's radio show. So, with all this dumped at my feet, this is promotion gold. Because who doesn't want to hear the show that pissed off management? So, on my Facebook, on the Radio Trolla page, on the other Facebook pages that I get, the Facebook pages that I'm members of as far as radio or internet radio or podcasts go, my live journal, Twitter, what else do I have? Pinterest, and just all my social networkings, I went full promotional nuts on this. I said, listen to the show that made management yell at me, call me names, and threaten me with violence. And the listens just poured in. As of right now, I know it's been a couple months, but most of these numbers came within the first 2 weeks of that show hitting the interwebs. But as of right now, Wednesday, June 10th, 2015, that show, the April 26th, 2015 show, which you can hear at ericpauljohnson.com, and you can see at YouTube. Do a search for Radio Trolla, look for the April 26, 2015 show. Combined numbers from the views at the KJAC YouTube page, my YouTube page, and at ericpauljohnson.com, that show got 270 listens. So that's about 240, 230 more listens than usual.
Well, doesn't that make you feel dandy?
So I have to thank the hot-tempered lady for bringing in all of these listens. That would never have happened if she hadn't lost her pretty little mind.
You're welcome.
By the way, the most recent episode of the Production Manager's show, that's up at the KJAC YouTube page, it currently has 13 listens. Up next, the station manager calls.
Hey, are you cooking with Crisco? It's digestible. All vegetable.
Send used fats against the enemy. Now, more than ever, used fats are needed for ammunition, medicinal supplies. Save used fats.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
Camels, the cigarette that's first in the service. Camels stay fresh because they're packed to go around the world.
It's time for the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla program.
Don't call us.
Hey guys, this is the Jet Radio.
So with the Radio Trolla promotional blitz going full force and just racking up those listener numbers, starting Monday, after all of the, I mean, as soon as I got home, I started, bam, hey, listen to the show that pissed off management. So it was on Thursday when, hard to believe, I still had some friends at the radio station. One of them said, hey, what's going on? Because they are really ripping into you on the KJAC Management Facebook group. Which, by the way, I found out I had been kicked off of. Who knew?
Go away! We don't want you!
So, this friend, I'm not going to out a friend, I'm not going to out any of my moles, said that they were just saying the nastiest stuff about me. And that the station manager was just, wow, letting it fly about me. And I wish that I had a transcript of this conversation, because I'm always up for a good laugh. So the next day, Friday, I'm guessing on these days, right around this time, I wake up from my nap, I roll over, I pick up my phone, and oh, there's a message. So I check my message.
Text message received April 30th at 10:25 a.m. Hi, Eric. This is KJAC Radio. I just wanted to give you a call because I have listened to your past week's radio show, and I have been seeing all the posts that you've been putting on Facebook as well. And I just wanted to let you know that what has happened in the situation has been pretty inappropriate. And because of the situation, we're going to have to go ahead and cancel your show on KJAC.
Oh, I totally agree with her. The production manager handled everything terribly. Yelling, name-calling, threatening to beat up members of the staff. That's not being a good manager. That's just being a dick.
You're goddamn crazy, you goddamn incompetent jackass.
So the station manager there, who left the nice message on my phone, gave some other reasons for why I am not welcome at KJAC Radio anymore. The first one, she said that I accused the production manager of drug addiction. Now that is taking what I said and stretching it to Stretch Armstrong's lengths to the point where the skin starts to break and that green stuff starts to ooze out. What I actually said, and this is on the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla Program Facebook page, so you can go right there and see it. What I wrote was, so here's the audio for the latest episode of my show that drove the production manager off her rocker. Listen and leave a message on the Radio Trolla voicemail. Was my campaign for a job all in good fun, which was its purpose, or does someone need to up the dose of value?
I think that is the most inane, asinine thing I've ever heard in my life.
I did not accuse the production manager of drug addiction. What I did is what every single person on the globe does when somebody spazzes out to the maximum spaz. When somebody freaks out, the calmer heads always say, dude, take a chill pill. Or some sort of other medicinal sedative. Relax, calm down, you're going out of your mind. So, as you can see, I did not say that the production manager was addicted to drugs.
I call false dichotomy!
She also said that she thought it was inappropriate for me to use the F word on the air 4 times. I have never once in my life said the F word or played anything on the radio that had the F word in it on KJAC Radio. So either she didn't listen to the show and she's just making stuff up, or she needs to clean out her ears, because the proof is right there at ericpauljohnson.com. The April 26, 2015 show. You can also go to YouTube, watch the video. I believe we've already discussed this. So I have never, ever said the F word on the radio. But I can say it now. Fuck! Fuck, 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 fuck,
fuck, fuck,
and the other reason she gave was because I played Sam's sweeper on the air and critiqued it on the air, which, again, Sam heard it, and he had no problem with what I did on the air. Actually, he's heard much worse in the production meetings, because one time the production manager said, I don't know what that diarrhea was coming out of your mouth, when she was critiquing one of his sweepers. Although really, in the production manager's defense, he did rattle on a lot longer than the 15 seconds allotted for the sweeper. So, that's it. I'm gone. That's the official. I'm not on KJAC Radio anymore. And a couple days later, they wiped out all the Radio Trolla video podcasts that were on the KJAC Radio page. But before they did that, my April 26th show, the one that got me into so much trouble over so much nothing, was at 72 views, which at the time was about 65 more views than any of the other podcasts for the radio station in the last week or so of April. And it was beating the production manager's podcast show by 60 views. So I was kicking ass, and now I got my ass kicked out of KJAC.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Vanguard sent a beat, Galaxian. Now where you been? You'll make the dates roll on by. Blasting bombs out of the sky. Well, you know deep down that it's gonna be a hummer. Cause nobody's harder than Atari this summer. Nobody's harder than Atari this summer.
The most exciting home video games all have one name, Atari. We've got Vanguard, Phoenix, Ms. Pac-Man, and Centipede. And now only Atari brings you the home version of the exciting arcade classic, Galaxian. If you thought it was going to be just another summer, Atari's going to turn your head around.
The hot names, the hot games, the hot deals. Yeah, it's gonna be a hummer, cause nobody's hotter than Atari this summer. Nobody's hotter than Atari this summer.
So, let's close out the show with my final thoughts about this whole KJAC sideshow circus that went on. I think the best way to sum up my feelings about the whole thing would be to say...
You bastards! No. You vicious, heartless bastards! Look what you've done to him! He's worked his fingers to the bone to make this place what it is!
I did put
and
a lot of work...
Come in with your... petty, feeble, quibbling, and you grind him into the dirt!
No, I'm not that bad
this
off.
This fine, honorable man whose boots you are not worthy to kiss!
I agree with that.
Oh, it makes me mad.
Okay, you're taking this way harder than I am, which seems to also be the result. I mean, when I posted it, people were like, what the hell is wrong with them? There was nothing wrong with that bit. Oh, I'm so mad what they did to you. But, I'm not mad at all. I enjoyed the hell out of the whole thing. And I don't just mean the hissy fit fight with the program manager and the nasty stuff that was said about me on Facebook that I wish I could just see. That'd be great. No, I'm talking about the entire KJAC experience. I have wanted the radio life since I was 9 years old, but being a shy, quiet, introverted person, what a ridiculous notion. Me on the radio? Go, don't be absurd. But I got it. I got to live the dream. I got to go on the radio. I got to play DJ on Saturday mornings. I got to play DJ overnight. I got to do my own radio show the way I wanted to, because that was what they told me when, they said I could do my show. They said, you know, you can do whatever you want. Just don't swear. And I did whatever I want, without swearing. So I enjoyed the whole thing, learning the mixing board, being in the studio, microphone, playing music, shooting my mouth off, just venting or being silly, working in the production room, making commercials and IDs and all that stuff. And I met some wonderful, wonderful people who I still think are fantastic. A couple people I'm not so crazy about, but... for the most part, the staff at KJAC are wonderful people. And Sam Oceans, I'm sure, I haven't asked him, is going to be the production manager for the fall semester, and he's going to do a damn fine job. There would be nobody better for that job than Sam. I mean, other than me, but I think we just spent the last 51 minutes covering why I'm not going to be the production manager in the fall, or anywhere near the station. So, and even the unstable production manager, and the abrupt firing for goofing off on the radio, that's all part of the radio life. It's all part of the radio experience I have wanted since 1978. So, the good times, the bad times, I enjoyed all of it. Because it's radio, and that's what I've wanted. That's my passion. I just love everything about it. The fun, the unstable managers, the abrupt firings. It's the whole dream right there. The only part missing is the highly paid part. So, the only thing that made me even like the tiniest bit mad, just like a little bit, is that nobody talked to me. One person yelled at me, but nobody talked to me. I'm pretty easy to work with. All you had to do was say, okay, Eric, you've had your fun, now knock it off. And I would have stopped with the promotion, with the slamming the production manager. As a matter of fact, this whole show might not have happened. So that's all you had to do. Just, you know, calmly, like a, I hate to use this word, grown up, talk to me like I'm over 5 years old. Don't yell at me, don't scream at me, don't call me names, don't threaten to beat me up. Just say, all right, Eric, you've had your fun, you can stop it now. And that would have been it. But you didn't do that. You acted like a bunch of cowardly catty teenagers, snuck off to your private clubhouse to decide what to do with that guy who's in your little group that you don't like. And that's what you did. So that's really the only thing about the whole KJAC experience that makes me tiny. It's got the tiniest bit of, boy, those bastards. Exactly, what the waiter just said. There were, like, some little tiny bits that start to creep in. Ooh, maybe I went too far. But that all kind of came to an end when a friend on Facebook posted an image of his mother's medical screen. You know, the TV screen that they have near a hospital bed. His mother was in the hospital, and she was gasping her last. And that really kind of, you know what? Fuck them. Fuck the people at KJAC Radio. I have no regrets about what I done. I would have done it all over again, and I would have done it more, and I would have done it better. Because I, and many other people, thought it was a harmless bit. And you can't waste life pissing around wondering who's going to get cheesed off by what you do. If you do that, then you'll never get anything done. Also, and this is something that's probably lost on the little kids running the radio station, I think their mortality hasn't probably hit them yet. Life is unpredictably short. Do things. Break the rules. Piss people off. And have the time of your life doing it. Because you are going to die. So, go at it, and go at it with everything that you have to go at it.
You're a genius.
Okay, I got that out of my system, so let's never speak of it again. Unless you have a comment that you want to leave about the whole thing, call the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller Program, radio phone, 623-850-3375. Next week, back to the same old Radio Troller stuff, 30-minute show, nothing but fun, laughs, and merriment. Or, that's the plan, anyway. Call that radio phone, 623-850-3375. You're allowed to swear again.
And now, till we meet again. Adios.
Can't keep a good loon down. Jeff Quinlan loves you.
have to go ahead and cancel your sale.